The question was asked in Halakha. Erev Yom Tov, somebody finds himself in the synagogue and he remembers he did not yet prepare the Eruv Tavshilin, but he's in synagogue already. What are his options in order to allow himself to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbat? So of course everybody agrees if there's enough time for him to go home and establish the Eruv Tavshilin, according to the Halakha, certainly he should do that, take his Tavshil, take his baked food, say Bidin Erubah, say the Beracha of course, and say Bidin Erubah, the text that's written in the Mahzurim. Our question is today, if he doesn't have time to go back home, is there options for him? Well, Rav Chida discussed this exact case in Shelot U'Tshuvot Chaim Sha'al, Chelek Aleph Siman Tet. And over there the Chida writes clearly that since the Eruv is not in front of him, so he cannot establish an Eruv in the synagogue. And even if he wants to designate food in the shul that he knows that he has in his house and say, the food that's in my house, let it be considered for my Eruv, Chida says it does not work. And really, l'chatechila, of course, the opinions follow the Chida, that one should not rely on this, which means one should be l'chatechila mahmir. However, we must point out, Hacham ben Sion Abba Shaul, in his She'elot U'Tshuvot O L'Tzion Chelek Gimal Perek Chavbet Halakha Zayin, as well as Yalkut Yosef Chelek He, on page 499, both concur and say that b'sha'at ha'darak, if you can't get home and establish the eruv, you can designate food that you know you have, for example, in your pantry or in your frigidaire, and you can say, the egg, for example, that's in my frigidaire, and the bread that's in my bread basket, I want to designate it for the eruv, and it'll allow you to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbat, but you cannot make a beracha al mitzvat eruv in this case. So again, l'chatechila, if a person's in synagogue, he should try to go home and establish the eruv. But if he cannot, he can rely on the opinions of Hacham ben Sion Abba Shaul and as well as Hacham Ovadia in Kol Sinai, as brought down in Yalkut Yosef, that you can be lenient to establish an eruv by designating food that you have in your house. Say the text. Of course, you would not say bidin eruba. You would just say that skipping the words, because the Eruv is not in front of you, and you would not make a beracha.